You kind of, I guess jokingly a few years ago, said that he ended your career at Chicago, forced your release when you missed that sack on him in the last game. Talk about that and missing that play and the touchdown and everything.
I'd rather stay focused on this game. You know, I end up missing a sack on a play, you know, late in the game, and he ended up throwing a touchdown.
He about to go crazy. He about to dominate. Three and a half sacks. Dominate.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
And the speech you made to them before the Chicago game, that's been pretty memorable and stuck out in a lot of players' minds over there. You remember what you said and the fact that they let that thing run on?
I mean, I do, but I don't really necessarily want to talk about it right now.
With Aaron Rodgers and the caliber quarterback that he is, are you talking to the young guys about not getting too wide-eyed?
Not really. We're not going to, you know, add any extra unnecessary pressure that we don't need to. We're going to treat this thing like it's a regular game, regardless of who's playing quarterback. So, I let the coaches kind of detail those kind of things from their film study. And any kind of tip that I might have, whether it be, you know, watch out for the substitutions. He likes to try to get 12 people on the field, or watch out for the hard counts and the free plays type of things like that. Any insight I might have on those things, I'll share. But technique things and game plan, I let the coaches do their job.
They're 4-1 with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, completely different team. What are you seeing with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback versus when Brett Hundley was playing quarterback?
You're doing a great job.
It's the same team, you know. Obviously, Aaron is a great player. He takes the team to another level, but it's the same type of plays and things like that as far as the scheme part of it. But he does elevate that team to another level when he's out there. So we'll be ready though.
Julius, a couple weeks ago, you actually compared Luke Kuechly to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you're highly anticipating that kind of that chess match between the two, calling the plays and trying to get by Luke's eyes on that.
Yeah, I don't really necessarily, we're going to play our game. We're going to try to keep our tempo the same as it is. We're not necessarily going to try to get into this cat and mouse thing with Aaron, because he does what he does well, and he's the best at it. So we're just going to focus on us and try to control what we can control.